This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Where you get it from?
I don't like it when a black person tells me that black people can't be racist, that we can't be racist. Because I know what they're talking about. They're talking about institutional racism, you know what I'm saying? Like oppressing different groups of people and like creating gaps in society and all that stuff. And they're like, JD, we can't do that. We don't have enough power. We don't have enough structure to, you know what I'm saying, create wage gaps and oppress people and, you know, just have a generational advantage over everybody else. We can't do that. And I'm like, yeah, we can't. Not with that attitude. We can't, there's no way we can oppress everybody else if we don't believe in ourselves. I can be whatever I want. I can be, stop putting limits on me. I can be racist.
You better not. He's about to open his mouth. Y'all niggas ready? Y'all niggas ready? Okay. Welcome to the greatest podcast in the whole nation, in the whole world. That is absolutely about nothing. This is Yup, Sean's World.
Wrong name. It is Yup, another podcast. There you go. Sean's World. It's about the team, not all about you.
It's Women's History Month.
Thank you. Say it one more time.
It's Women's History Month.
And y'all wouldn't what? Be here without
a woman.
Y'all all came out that pussy. Did y'all not?
That's what they say.
No. That, okay.
I was a test tube, baby.
Like they made you in the lab?
They had to make him in the lab.
He's different.
In the lab. Can you pass me that mouse leaf?
Damn, I'm like real comfortable.
He was real comfortable. He had the leg propped up. He was real comfortable.
My bad, my brother.
Y'all really to be throwing
terrible
stuff.
That's one of the one things you shouldn't have threw.
How y'all niggas feeling? How y'all doing?
Niggas, I'm well. Host today. How are you? Host for the month. How you doing? Host for the month. How you doing?
Sorry, I nodded my head. I'm sorry. I'm good. Sorry.
She got forgetting nervous.
The camera was on me. They can see me nod.
It's an audio
good
excursion.
I'm good. Sorry, I'm good, guys. I forgot.
They just got stage fright.
Yeah. I'll be getting nervous.
So how have you guys' week been, huh?
Eventful.
Leaf?
We was doing a lot, man.
A lot.
Take It Too Far Records. You heard it here first.
That's actually...
Take It Too Far Records.
I like that.
Take It Too Far Records.
The CEO, he did a record deal. She's like, could have been. No, that's the CEO right there. Yeah. CEO taking it too far.
Yeah. Can I be one of the managers that just pop up like in and out sometimes?
Oh no. Yeah, you are definitely one of the execs.
Yeah. I just had to text Bree yesterday and tell her I'm not drinking with her no more, even though we didn't even drink together the other day. But we had this drunk video together, and I'm like, we can't drink together no more. That's
I will
done.
Sleep when I die.
Yeah, we was fucked up.
Let me tell you something about Bree. Bree is the type of person to be like, yeah, yo, I don't think we should do this, man. And then once she does a little bit of it, she takes it further than everybody else.
Take It Too Far, right?
And then it's like, oh my gosh, it is 6:30 in the morning. Bree like, we gotta play game night. It's game morning, nigga. The sun will be up in 15 minutes.
Y'all be having fun.
I don't know. That's all that matters. Okay.
We be sleep.
Y'all be smiling.
Who?
Laughing.
Ha ha.
Yeah, I can show you the video right now. There was not one smile in my face.
Leaf was smiling. He was sleeping on the floor. That's
crazy.
Leaf was like, I ain't got a drive.
I was trying to take a quick nap at 5 a.m. Bree was still trying
hey,
to play
yo,
games and shit.
What the
a quick
fuck
nap at 5 a.m. is crazy.
Bree was still trying to play games and shit. I'm like, yo.
That's like, the only reason why we ain't play. That's the only reason.
The funny part is the remote was on the table.
You're not a boomer, please.
You're not a boomer. You're actually the only millennial in this room.
I'm actually
Gen Z. No, Gen Z. You're actually the only Gen Zer in this room.
Don't be fucking telling people that, please.
You are a Gen. You are a child.
That's crazy. A child of God.
Oh man, you a ZZ.
Not today. I'm a child of God.
She's a child of God. It's the Lord's day.
With the sunglasses on, because he was doing demon things.
She's the demon Z.
Hey yo.
Oh, my mother told me that I was a wonderful child, okay? You can't tell me that I'm terrible.
Y'all can't talk bad about women as much, sorry.
Exactly. Nigga, I just said my mother told me that I was a wonderful child. So y'all was about to talk shit about a Caribbean Haitian mother.
I would never talk shit about anybody.
Nope. Never.
Okay then, so correct yourself.
I mean, I would sometimes.
She can cook.
In a sense, you is disrespecting his mom by saying he's a terrible child. His mom said that he's a good child.
I said y'all are terrible people as a unit.
Yep.
So you disrespecting the real, the mother earth.
Mother nature.
Fuck you, froze.
Hey, yo.
You some people say,
it's a stare off.
Some people say God is woman. So now you disrespecting God.
God is a woman.
God is a woman.
God is a woman.
God. That's what art.
Do you Ariana love Grande God? Said. I love God. Do you it's love facts. God? Oh. How that song go?
Harley, what did you do?
I don't know that song, but I'm good. I was rocking with it.
This weekend. Well, we had Pod Nation. We was there.
So
you know what I'm saying?
It was fun.
That was a great time. Talked to some people.
Let's check that out.
Talked to some fans. That was a great time. Yesterday, I had work. You know what I'm saying? Had the kids, you know, build their bodies up, put them down and shit. Went to
That's so funny to me. Right, like are they obese? Like what is
no,
it?
No, they're okay. Not obese.
Cause some babies do be obese.
No, they're not.
Big belly baby. Big belly.
I think I know what you're talking about.
The three and the
these babies be big. Harley, you need to take them into your job.
Who?
Put him on a little swing so he can hold on the thing.
The big belly root boy.
Big belly.
Big belly root boy.
So the baby's not obese at your job?
No, nobody obese at my job. It's like, why would you come?
That's why.
To lose weight.
To lose weight.
It's a gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up! What?
Yeah, that was a crazy question, Harley.
Why would you come?
Obese to lose weight.
He was saying babies.
They babies. Right.
Babies. It's like, because like at this point, it's like, no, also shit, like at that point, it's like, this is the parents' fault. Because the kid shouldn't be this big for what?
Right.
That's true.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because now it's like, you're putting this on me. And sometimes kids don't fucking listen. They don't want to do shit. They just want to do their own thing. So it's like, if this kid, if you pay me bread, all this bread, just to like make him just scream at me the whole time.
Harley, like, Harley be looking at the kids like, you must have had McDonald's money, you fat ass.
Like, damn, Lona, you need that Summer Walker diet, huh?
Hey, yo.
One pair.
That was a good joke.
What the fuck?
That was a good shot. God damn, that was good. Oh my gosh.
Said, I thought we wasn't talking bad about women.
Nah.
But
I didn't even bet.
Okay.
Well, I ain't bet. Wait, so you like what? Not that we want to, but like what women can you disrespect during Women's History Month?
Never mind. I was about to say.
What are you about to say?
I had some thoughts too. I'm just
what
not
you about to say? What you about to say?
I'm not a gay spotter.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I have some.
No,
friends.
Don't. Nope, nope.
He said he was gay. So what?
All right.
Yeah.
No, never mind. Okay.
Sorry.
To the people. And then,
next question.
He don't give an F about nothing.
Accusations. These are not accusations. This is false accusation.
Who's the one that does the he don't give an F about nothing? Who says that?
Kevin Hart.
No, that was from The Office.
I thought that was
Michael Jackson.
Oh, that was from The Office?
I thought that
yeah,
was
Kevin
Hart,
too.
Yeah, it was
Preach
from The Office.
I thought that was Kevin Hart, too.
Yeah.
Oh. He don't give an F about
that.
That's actually way funnier.
Oh, rest in peace. Sad.
Wait, who?
Who?
Rest in peace.
Should we talk about Pod Nation since we already, like, breezed?
We can't. I just want to hold on. Let me just see if I can find something, because I can answer Bree's question.
Wait, what was your question?
Who said he don't give a F about nothing?
But no. Yeah.
It wasn't Kevin Hart.
It sounds just like Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't think it was Michael Jackson? Only me.
Michael Jackson?
Wait, no.
Michael Jackson.
No. I never seen that video. He'd be like, we be illin'. He was a Crip.
Michael Jackson MJ? Was a Crip.
He was a Crip.
Like, he was a Crip. He was affiliated for sure.
Yep, gang.
Nah.
Not me though. I ain't doing nothing.
Please don't. I said he was gang.
I said it was gay. So what?
Lying on your dead mama.
What was I doing last night?
Now you know up front, so it won't be a fucking problem. Titties at the top and dick at the bottom. Titties at the top and dick at the bottom. I got titties at the top and dick at the bottom.
Oh no, turn this off. What is this? Who sing this?
This one, Boosie?
Who's
this?
Not Boosie.
That did sound like Boosie though.
Nah, no, it didn't. No, it didn't.
That was crazy.
No,
you
want to
hear the song again? I got you one more time.
Titties at the top, dick at the bottom?
And dick at the bottom. Titties at the top, and dick at the bottom. Titties at the top, and dick at the bottom.
Send it to us.
I got titties at the top.
Send in the podcast.
And dick at the bottom. Now you know up front, so it won't be a fucking problem.
No secrets.
Okay.
No
okay.
Secrets.
That's.
I put it on the track, so you know I got that weenus on me.
I got that weenus. I got that weenus on me.
I was just answering Khalid's question.
He technically.
That was my.
So he just answered both. You did X with who can
next.
Next.
Bomber clap.
Where's the who are these
Mikey
niggas?
Boy.
Where's the who are these niggas?
Who are these niggas? We need to stay away from these niggas.
Cause y'all out of control today already.
We ain't even get started yet.
Wow! Welcome to Women's History Month.
Welcome
this is the
Women's
podcast.
History Month.
This is what world?
Sean's world.
You gotta sing them.
Sean's world.
That's a corny ass theme.
Help me with it then.
No, I'm talking about her theme song. She could make a better theme song for herself.
I can't take Sean's
Elmo's. World. Sean's world.
It's Sean's world. Sean's world.
No, you
everybody,
gotta,
shut the fuck up.
You gotta sing it like Dora the Explorer.
Do 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 Sean. Do 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 Sean. Sean. It's her world. Somebody gonna fuck it up.
No, we were talking about that. We were talking about backpack Dora. Sean's world.
Why you ain't say that? You say her theme song.
Not the actual theme song. Not the Dora theme song.
To start the show?
Well, we didn't know that. You're the only one that knew it. That's how we know you be telling fat ass kid move on Dora.
Oh, shit.
Move, Fatty McFatterson.
Nigga, I gotta hear all the fucking Disney shit, all the fucking...
Fatty McFat fuck?
Fatty McFat fuck?
You fat piece of fuck.
No, tell me
fat
shit,
fat motherfucker.
You a big bitch. You a big baby bitch.
You a big baby
bitch. You big back baby bitch.
Big back baby bitch. That's crazy. That is wild.
You a big,
coming at them obese kids
no,
is crazy.
I
said
big bitch Joe, like you big back bitch, you husky bear bitch, you that Joe. You know?
Oh, you talking about the
yeah,
y'all ain't shit.
You talking about the Henny
those
bottle
poor
bitch?
Babies.
You Henny Bill bottle bitch.
Nah, that shit wild.
That's fucked up.
Baby bitch.
I know I'm gonna see that clip sometime this month too. Somebody gonna do it just to do it.
There was one done. Let's go back. Sorry, you're the host. Go ahead.
Oh, wait. What was I talking about? Sorry.
Nigga forgot you was the host.
You forgot.
Pod Nation. We can get into it.
Yeah, because Harley already mentioned it, so it's like, Did y'all have fun?
I had a great time.
I had a good time, yeah.
It was fun.
Enjoyed myself.
I had a blast.
Huh?
I had a blast.
I didn't know what I thought he said. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, met some good people, you know what I'm saying?
They it was fun.
Great night.
It was a great night.
Really good night. Fun time. Great podcast. Shout out to all the podcasts that was on there with us. Appreciate y'all for having us. It was a good time. Sean was up there shooting her shot, asking niggas,
hey, do you have a child? Do you have kids? Are you married?
But the thing, Sean forgot. I guess Sean forgot she was on the mic. Sean could go,
you got a kid, you married.
I didn't even give them the mic, like, to answer.
She goes like this. She goes, you got a kid, you married. But the mic all the way down here. And I'm like, if you would pull it up, nigga did not. I'm like, speaking to the mic. Everybody look, why is she not speaking into the mic? Everybody wondering.
The one guy lied and said he was married. He did not have no kids or marriage. I asked him as he was walking off the stage. I said, do you really have a wife and kids? He was like, no, I just said that. I said, oh, good. That was scary for
me. So I said, oh, good. Here's my number. For real.
With your risk, this woman works on you. works on you.
Huh? Yeah, they wanted us to, like, I guess use pickup lines. And
pickup line works on you as a woman.
As a woman?
Yes.
I don't really have a pickup line, actually. That's probably why I failed.
No, what works?
No, like,
no, what works on you? So,
oh,
like,
me?
So somebody
like
approaches
niggas going
you.
At you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Remember we used to do pickup lines at the end of every episode? And when we first started the pod.
Really? Maybe we should bring it back because I need help.
So, niggas used to be like, one of my favorite pickup lines is, yo, put your number on my phone for I don't want it no more.
That's funny as shit.
I use that.
Nobody uses pickup lines with me like that.
No?
Will Smith had his book on, like, a girl, you run through my mind. I forget it, but I remember the scene. That shit was funny as shit.
I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm
talking
about, like, all the time.
Something
well,
bicycle. Bow
Wow? Nah, bicycle.
No. Oh, wait, is it the poem, Joe? Oh. He was like,
sitting
in the let's go get some barbecue and get busy.
Girl, oh.
The poem is from Rafael De La Ghetto. It goes,
yeah.
My love for you is like a river. Like, oh, fuck it. It make my soul shiver.
I remember that.
A kiss from you is as good as gold. Now let's go get some barbecue and get busy.
Period. Yeah. Y'all don't.
Because you don't like barbecue enough.
I love barbecue. I love a rib.
I love a rib.
I love a rib.
A rib?
Nice.
I would have been like, oh, you like a rib, but that's crazy because the Lord made you for my rib.
See, I knew you was going to say that. I knew you was going there.
How you doing?
It's weak.
It wasn't
for
you.
Cool. I don't know. Y'all be having pickup lines.
The best pickup line a woman ever did was like, if she caressed the back of your head. Great pickup line.
That's it. Right. That's a pickup line.
This nigga's so horny.
Oh my god.
That's not even talking.
Oh, like
he said, "What's up, babe?"
She caressed you, but like, oh shit. She go like this right here. You like, oh shit.
That's the pickup line for him, I guess. Caressing the back of his head.
Walks up to you.
It starts caressing. That's all it takes.
If she says hello and she
easy,
she gives
you
me an
easy.
Like
men
this,
are easy. Men are easy.
Right, oh,
men are easy.
Please.
That's all it took for him.
Well, y'all don't be shooting, so yeah. It don't matter.
That's a lie.
You said women don't be shooting.
They don't be shooting.
We shoot more than men shoot.
No, y'all don't.
I've watched Sean shoot this week.
What shoot with the camera?
No, she's only a shooter through D. She's like a text DM shooter. She don't shoot in person.
That's exactly what I'm
know,
talking
depends
about.
On how
shooting
drunk
person.
I might if you look good enough.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all not gonna be ready for the ISO. See the nigga right there, be like, all right, I'm gonna take this ISO.
What do you mean?
1-on-1.
What's the wildest thing you said to a woman to get her attention?
Like, talk to him. Interact.
And it worked.
Say what? Say that again.
What's the wildest thing you said to a girl that like you were trying to bag and it worked?
Like off rip. Off rip?
Like in person.
In person. Well, knowing me, I'm very goofy. So there was this girl, she was wearing a nice ass sundress. And obviously I was probably like maybe 4 shots of Douce in, and I was just
damn.
Like, I'ma just say what I'm gonna say. Came up to her and I was like, listen, this sundress, it's very, you know, extravagant. Whatever, how you say that word?
Extravagant.
Extravagant?
No. No, like the full word. Extravagant. Whatever that shit was.
Extravagant.
Okay, extravagant.
Okay.
Extravagant.
Something like that. It's longer, but it's okay. That, yes, that word.
What is it?
Extravaganza.
Yes, I said
something.
Extravaganza? Extravagant, if you're speaking in
another. Well, no, yeah, of course.
Right.
I know it's extravagant, but it's like,
said,
I was drunk. I used the wrong word.
You should have said it was immaculate
or something. If he said,
I used the wrong word on purpose.
Extravaganza. He said, girl, that pussy's extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
Remember Jamie Foxx? I had a one night extravaganza. I had one too many drinks.
That was Harley that night.
I did have one too many drinks. And all I said was, listen, I see your ass. I just want a piece of that cake.
You said that?
Yes.
You said that and you got a piece
verbatim.
Of cake.
Verbatim.
Verbatim. I want a piece of that cake.
Wait, did you get the cake?
Not that night, but yes. Later.
Okay.
On.
Later?
Yeah.
Later. He still got the cake, though. That's all that matters. Mission accomplished.
Because she started laughing. She was like, I know you didn't just say that. I was like, I'll say it again.
Oh.
You want me to speak in French? I'll say it in French.
Oh. Say it in French.
He's a shooter.
He's a sharpshooter.
Last night, me and my dogs were hanging out.
That's Harley.
Tired of being cramped up.
up in the high.
And Kanye West is crazy.
You don't know this one?
And the night that we had was extravaganza.
I kinda do remember this.
It was a one night extravaganza.
Yeah, I do. I do remember this.
It was a one night extravaganza.
I do remember it. You be having pickup lines?
Leaf, how about you?
Go ahead, Leaf. He's shy.
The wildest thing I said. I don't know. I'm shy.
Oh my god!
You know,
you not shy. We established it.
Shy guy.
He's not shy.
He's the shyest nigga in the whole goddamn room.
Facts. See, I'm trying to think of it.
He might see you walking there, but he won't say hi to you.
I said a lot of shit while I was like,
shy guy.
Drunk. So I don't really remember sometimes.
Sounds about right.
But it be working. It used to work a lot.
Nigga said, I mumble rap to these bitches.
And one time I whispered in a girl ear. Like, yo.
You said you moaned in some girl ear?
No, mumble?
I whispered in her ear.
Oh.
He was like,
saying you want somebody to rub your neck off the first contact.
I whispered in her ear, I said, wow, that's crazy. Like, you're attractive. You should meet your pussy. And she's like, oh my
y'all
gosh.
Are really fucking wild.
And she was like, so I said, oh my
y'all
gosh.
Y'all are really
and
fucking wildin'.
I said, let me be honest with you.
Y'all not taking women out no more? Like, what is this?
We were talking about the just have sex. What the question was?
You said the wildest thing to get their attention.
But I was
to get their attention, not to fuck.
Skipping straight to coochie.
What happens to, I take you out?
You didn't let me finish.
We skipped that part, I guess,
huh? The question was the wildest thing you've ever said.
To get someone's attention.
No, to have sex is what I said.
No.
No.
You said to get someone's attention. We'll run it back later.
I did not.
Brie, no.
You didn't say sex, though.
You just, now it's sex, but.
Now y'all just
objectify. Yeah, during Women's History Month is crazy.
Well, I don't be saying nothing.
Now we not courting women no more. That's why I don't have a man, because this is crazy.
Wait, what?
Shut
the fuck up!
It be you.
Continue.
You. You're a liar. You know what? You're a fucking liar.
So?
Damn.
I've lied for about a week straight.
You know what women going to do in Women's History Month? Take accountability.
No, we're not. We're going to keep lying.
You're going to keep lying?
We're going to lie even more this month because it's our month.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I was going to say something crazy, but more. I'm not. I won't.
Yeah.
Nah, go ahead, bro. Say it.
Nah.
No, don't say it. Yeah. It's Women's History Month.
Sean?
Talk your shit.
It's three against three.
You don't give
what's
an
up?
F about nothing.
You said it's three against three?
Yup. It's okay. Even a day.
Do you want your face to beat not up my hands?
My girls is here.
Wait.
Fuck around and find out. My fault. Let me shut up.
For real.
Okay.
What bust these bottles over your head?
Your face to beat up my hands.
Yeah, that's.
They be listening to the franchise boys. He's gonna be like, "This is Shaggy." But
yo,
Harley, stop! I'm not doing anything.
I'm not doing anything.
He had to spin it so it wouldn't sound like a domestic.
I'm trying to
yeah, he had to flip it.
I'm trying to uppercut.
That was crazy.
That's like some of the white women would do.
Niggas.
White women be like,
uppercut.
He's like, sir, you beat her. Like, cops. Actually, if you want to watch the video, I just sat there like this.
Hands was up like this.
That is
she assaulted, her
do.
Face assaulted my hand, sir. Have
you
her
see
arrested.
My hands are
bruised. Battered.
Shit.
Beaten.
My hands
I can't
bruised.
Go to work.
Her face might be bruised, but that's because she hit her hand on my face. I mean, on my hand. This is crazy. That's a crazy ass thing to say. Imagine you about to get in a fight with a nigga. It's like, nigga, you want your face to
beat up my
hand?
You be like, what?
Nuts.
Nigga, right here. I'm gonna put him up.
Nigga, start headbutting your hands.
Like, what's up, nigga?
Yo.
You was listening to the Franchise Boys recently, wasn't you?
I was. It was like Tuesday.
I know that,
Barney. I was saying, it was on Tuesday. Yeah, I was listening to Franchise Boys. Boy, I think they like, man. Boy,
I
think they
rock with it. I was doing that last night.
Hey. You just get in there, snap your fingers, and do your step. You could do it all by yourself.
Yo, let me see you do it. I want to say this. It's women's history. Let me see you do it. As men, you gotta recognize when a woman is igging you in the club. Because yesterday, I watched niggas try to bag like women, and I was sitting there watching, and the women was walking away, and the niggas was sitting there waiting for the other niggas that they were with to move away. Like they was about, the girls about to talk to them. Like clearly, she's not interested in you. Damn. Niggas need to stop. Know when to stop.
Niggas never.
The niggas. I see a nigga standing there. The nigga look like Steve Urkel. He was standing there like this. And looking I was like, he's in there smiling hard and shit. Like, nigga, clearly she isn't trying to have a conversation.
He don't got the shy bag enough.
You know, no, nigga, he was trying to be forward. Wasn't interested.
He had no.
If
wins.
A girl grabs her male friends when you're trying to dance with her, she's clearly not interested. You should walk away that second.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true, though.
Facts.
That's a sign right there.
Or choose a different approach when you first approach the woman. Don't try to just grab her butt and dance behind her.
That's kind of wild. Niggas need to stop doing that.
It is 2024.
You cannot do that.
Yeah, niggas should not be doing
that. You can't
do
that.
Come on, man.
2024. Stop trying to grab her from behind.
Let her see your face.
That's crazy.
Let her see your face.
You can't just be touching people.
You know what women attract women more, in my opinion? From what I've witnessed, I could be wrong. But if I approach a woman and try to dance her forward.
My fault. What?
Y'all like shy brothers?
What?
No.
And, boy.
Kelly like, no, I'm mysterious. That's different. I mean,
yeah. I'm mysterious.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish Ish was up here because he'd be like,
The shy contest.
Dog, him making the puppy bowl.
Who's shyer?
Ish said, I'm the shyest. I go,
Nigga, that is crazy.
That moan was crazy. Like, what?
That joint was funny as shit.
Like, why? Why he do all that?
I'm adding these topics as we go. I'm sorry.
So, boss, where we going? Okay.
I just come on, boss ting.
All right.
Boss ting. Ting, ting, ting.
This first one on here is kind of crazy. I don't know who wrote this, but this is crazy.
I feel like dancing. I feel
like dancing. I'm dancing
out. It's a nice day.
It's so nice.
Who added this first topic?
I did. You want me to explain it?
Yeah, I don't. That's like crazy, but I understand it at the same time.
All right. So, here's what happened. I was listening to Breakfast Club.
Club.
And it said this man, he was drugging his bandmate, because with estrogen because he wanted to make him transition into a woman so he could steal his wife.
All right, I want you to repeat everything you just said. So he drugged his bandmate.
Yes, his with, male bandmate with estrogen.
With estrogen,
so he would become more feminine and want to transition. Into a woman.
So he could steal his.
So he could steal bandmate. His.
So steal his wife. Bandmate's wife. Yes.
Prison. Like I get it, but I don't like. You know what I mean?
So what he said was
this is a sick. This is a sick ass plan.
He wanted his bandmate to be like.
This is some shit that you see on like the
why
Batman.
Are you staring at me?
It's terrible, but it's funny.
I guess I like what I see. Like, I got a hotel down the street. You want to come chill with me?
Yeah, that's fine. But hold on, just to let you know up front, I got titties at the top and dick at the bottom.
Period.
Titties at the top and dick at the bottom. Titties at the top and dick at the bottom. I got titties at
can
the top.
Can you sing it to us in the UK or no?
No, why not so getting that song?
I'm gonna Google it and still get it. Google titties at the top, dick at the bottom.
Titties and then send at the it to top, me. Dick at the bottom.
That's what he wanted his bandmate to be.
That's really where it was going.
He wanted
going
his
though.
Bandmate to have titties at the top and dick at the bottom.
Show out, yo.
Titties at the top and dick at the bottom.
I'm thinking he playing a clip, yo.
I thought so too. Wait, I thought
nigga,
so too.
Nigga is legit playing a music video.
He fooled us.
The crazy part is, I heard that on like somewhere else, and I was like, that's that is crazy.
Song was kind of cool. Oh
no. He said titties at the top and dick at
it's
the bottom.
Video?
It's the video? Yes, it's a video.
Front, so it ain't a problem.
That's a funny like.
That's wild.
It's crazy because like they be putting like these crazy songs on these hot ass beats though.
Yeah, that beat was crazy though.
It's always the crazy beat.
It's like that they create the beat, make the song, yo.
But like, so basically I was like, that's crazy because someone was like, yo, it's stupid to do that because women like when men are a little bit more gentle and emotional now, so the estrogen going to help him keep his wife. But I was like, how does he know that the estrogen is also going to make this man transition? Like, it could.
Right. And it took a long time for
the
that
man
to.
Man might get some titties, though.
It took a while, though.
I've never seen John Tucker Must Die.
Of course. I love that movie.
He's crying and shit, wearing thongs and shit.
That's a good movie.
Great movie. First of all, that was illegal. They shouldn't have been doing that.
They were like trying to make everybody break up with him. So yes. They were like demasculizing him. So they put estrogen in his pre-workout.
And then everybody started loving him more.
And he like.
You said John Tucker Must Die?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember all the girls started loving him more? Oh, my God. Because
they were like, you're so gentle.
Yeah.
He started crying when they fouled him. He's like, you're being really mean, Marty.
That was a good movie.
But the nigga really was like, I'm going to make my. I was like, it's either he really, that nigga sound like he got some other shit on him. He trying to make his man's more gentle because he trying to be into him. You know how the world go now. Nigga might be a little.
Louis.
I'm not a gay spologist.
Louis.
He felt his man's attract. That's Boosie. That was Boosie saying, my gay spologist.
Oh, Boosie said that?
Yeah, Boosie said, I'm not a gay spologist.
That was him too on the titties at the top.
No, it wasn't. That is that person's name. The person at titties at the top, dick at the bottom's name is
Boosie Badass.
Sun Key Angel.
Badass.
Sun Key Angel?
Badass.
Sun Key Angel?
Yeah.
What do Sun Key mean?
Right. Can you spell that? Because I don't.
Is that Asian?
I can't picture.
Is that Asian?
I don't know what it is.
It's titties at the top.
And dick at the bottom.
Chinese?
That is a hilarious song.
Xenophobia, y'all stop.
What? I'm sorry about
First
that.
First of all, what?
Wait, what?
Xenophobia.
What?
What is oh. that?
So, I'm going to tell you something right now. This person is not Asian.
No, we said sorry. Asian niggas had something to do with this. So she was saying like.
I wish I did have that. I should have that in there.
I don't know.
Y'all put that somehow, some way.
I wasn't sure.
Moving on.
Xenophobia is what's called. And that means that you're against Asian.
Stop Asian hate.
Stop Asian hate. You know it's not great. I said stop Asian hate. Go watch anime today.
Yeah, you should write some jingles, bro.
What the fuck? Go watch some anime today.
Fox, so yeah, bad. Right. Jingles 2000 head ass
jingle right now, nigga.
You mad as shit? I'm
People
Jamie
was
King.
In the club.
Greeting card song.
Posted
right
our bottles
nigga.
Like stop Asian hate. Like,
wait, what?
The fuck? Huh? When the little on Instagram they had.
Who was hating on them? That's the question I always had.
That shit was
well,
crazy.
When COVID happened, there was a lot. Apparently, there was a rise in Asian beatings and stuff.
I do recall.
Why did you start laughing at that?
Asian beatings is crazy.
Wait, why did you start laughing?
What's up with her?
I really do need to preface this.
You in tears. What's
Asian
up?
Beatings?
Wait, what is funny about this?
Why did you say beatings?
Right, Asian beatings is what really took us out. Like, Asian beatings?
That was the worst way to describe it.
Like,
it's not about Asians. I'm
stop
not
xenophobia.
Or the beatings. Why did you say
beatings?
Asian beatings?
Like, you just taking all your belt.
They was whooping their asses randomly? Yeah. Like, bitch, you got a
oh
sick motherfuckers.
Yeah, like Mark Wahlberg.
He said it was a lot of beatings.
It was a lot of beatings. Way too many beatings. They was getting their asses beat.
Please.
Like randomly right, though?
Next,
like random people was beating
their
ass?
They were getting beat up because they were they were getting beat up by a lot of the Stop. Trumpers.
Stop.
Because they were like
you don't say no more no more. Trumpers. It's him. It's him.
Trumpers. Yo.
The Trumpers was beating the Asians' asses.
Yeah.
I said stop Asian hate.
Oh Jesus.
Not today.
He said, watch Asian some hate. Anime, y'all.
Oh, I forgot.
Go watch some anime on, today.
No, you didn't.
You mad because I said no name
he was
ring loud
in
my
world. I mean,
that's
no, that's your fault.
You off, bitch. It's the truth,
that is his
though,
fault, not mine.
It's the truth, though, ain't it? Don't no name ring hotter than mine.
We
hour
in, you gonna
who don't like it, nigga?
We actually
I told
are only 30
you,
minutes
if you
in.
Want the title, you got to come take it.
You drunk.
You can't hate it.
Only had one beer.
You drunk.
Well, what would y'all do if y'all homie put estrogen in y'all John just to your girl?
That's so sick, though,
one,
to do.
I will do only one thing only.
Whip his fucking ass.
Sure you can!
That was racist.
No, it's not.
Was that Asian?
Is that xenophobia?
It's not.
Was that xenophobia?
It was anime.
No, that was xenophobia, though.
No, it's not.
Okay, next topic. Y'all niggas acting crazy.
It's a video game.
Spelling xenophobia.
You spell it. You don't want using the word.
I'm going to put stop Asian hate because I don't know what else to put.
It's X-E-N.
I said stop Asian hate.
I mean,
yo, it sounds like eczema.
Stop Asian hate.
Yeah, I can't write that out.
Oh, girl, please, bitch, hell. Say it, Leaf. Oh, you can't say that on here. Can you say that?
Can you say that?
What?
Oh, wait.
Oh, girl, wait, please, bitch, hell.
You can say it.
I don't know.
It's not trademark.
You gotta ask a woman.
I gotta ask a woman.
Say that, yeah. Say that shit.
All right, this is just for context.
But yes, oh, girl, I will give that man straight uppercuts from the floor. Yeah.
That's crazy to do to somebody.
Like the bus driver, he said you're going to jail today. That's the uppercut I'm trying to give.
That is one of the greatest things someone ever made. That when that nigga.
Oh, you talking about
when he
uppercut?
It was
that
so
woman.
Dumb.
That shit was crazy. Yo, I forgot
that
about that.
Night. He punched her ass.
Oh my god!
Y'all want somebody?
We talking about you ever see? You ever see? What's it called?
By the way,
it was a white woman.
Oh, she was white?
Yes.
She spit on him.
That was well deserved. That was well deserved on two levels.
She balled her ass.
She was white and she spit.
You guys ever seen New York City?
Scrub the ground. Scrub the ground.
When he uppercut him and he flew into the trash and shit?
No. In New Jack City, when he pushes the girl and go, cancel that bitch. That's how he pushed the girl to the ground. He's like,
you know how like
get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out.
Nigga, he threw her to the ground like this. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
He said,
you know what's actually worse?
Ground.
Nobody else, like no friends was there. She just was there on the floor just getting balled the fuck up by herself.
Damn.
Damn.
She deserves. I deserve.
Man. Baby, you deserve.
I like that song.
That uppercut shut the fucking internet, yo.
Terrible. Definitely.
Yo, the stance.
It shook the internet.
The stance, the setup, yo.
She's shaking
that
the
nigga said.
He said.
Stood on it. Bop.
Damn.
She got lifted in
the I
would have
did it too
bit.
She spit on him. Nobody want that Caucasian spit on them.
I was like, oh my god, you know how it like be. So she was like,
where's this video that when I stiffed on that?
That's
lady.
Nasty.
You said you should be banned from the earth.
How do we ban them?
Oh, ban them.
Caucasians.
Oh shit.
My bad.
Yeah.
No, that's not the one I was talking about though. I was talking about Mama D.
Y'all ain't shit.
She can't spell. That's my girl, though.
Singing
and her two flew out. Yo, what? Y'all know that video
where she got the gun? When she got the gun and it popped back at her? That shit bounced off her forehead and she kept going.
This is thick.
I was trying to stop her foot.
Oh.
That shit, yo, that was crazy. She kept shooting that shit, too. Like, the bullet didn't bounce off her forehead. Like, okay.
Okay.
That was crazy.
Okay. Oh, man. But yeah, that's really fucking nuts.
All right, you need to go to the CDC one next because we just talked about Asian hate.
You talked about Asian
stop
hate.
Stop Asian
go ahead.
Now. Speaking of Asians getting their ass whooped, the CDC says that we can now go into work with
what?
COVID.
What is that?
That wasn't good.
I'm getting off. I'm not. No,
no, that wasn't a good transition.
Wait, I think I know what you were trying to do, but nah, that was.
It was linked to COVID, y'all.
Yeah, because they were saying.
Yeah, they was. Just keep going.
Y'all can go into work now with COVID. Even if y'all come back positive.
Oh, no, that's right.
What you talking about?
Brandon, like I like what you're doing over here.
Don't know what the hell's going on. But this is Sean's podcast for a month.
Sean's world. Sorry, y'all.
Sean get a whole month of hosting, so it's gonna get better.
I love you, Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians is a great movie. Parasite. He made a speech at the Golden Globes and he said if you can get past watching TV with subtitles, then you can really
just like
succeed in life. Crawl. And I
not crawl. All right. Don't crawl. Just duck.
Let's go like this.
What Asian are you talking about?
Who? The Asian?
That was not a duck.
Hey,
I was gonna see you on the other side.
Ah!
Both sides, baby.
All right, no. I'm gonna say this.
Say
for
it.
The both of you.
Brandon started when he said beatings. I'm sorry.
No. Wait, why did he say that?
All right.
Gave me the, like, why would you say that?
Okay, I'm gonna start this for the both of you.
Oh my
you guys are trying your best not to sound racist.
We're not racist.
No. I know you're not.
People can't be racist.
I know you're not racist.
They're minorities
first
too.
First of all, stop saying you can't be racist.
Because you can't be.
You're just not trying hard enough.
He always says that.
Yo, you didn't listen to the clip at the top of the podcast?
Yeah, I did. I said, that sound like me.
Stop Asian hate.
But what I'm saying, what I'm saying is,
watch your
minute. I love Asians. To say Crazy Rich Asians was a really good movie. It sounds racist.
It's like a black person said, I love juice.
I don't hate black people.
He's like, I have black friends. That's what I'm saying. That's really not what I'm saying.
I got Asian friends.
I know. I'm just saying, if I was Asian friends, it sounds racist.
We can't be racist.
I'm not saying.
Brandon's trying to make us racist.
Just let it go. Just let it go.
They're minorities. We're minorities.
Talk about the CDC.
Talk about the CDC that not the Asian people.
It was a transition.
It was a bad one.
Because you said something mean.
The CDC. I didn't say anything mean.
No one said anything mean.
We got to reset the pod real quick.
Go ahead.
I got you. I'm going to reset it and then you can start it over again.
How you going to reset it?
You know how I'm going to reset
oh
it.
Oh my gosh.
You know how I'm going to reset it.
Dick at the bottom. That's what you're about to
play? No.
And dick at the bottom. Titties at the top and dick at the bottom.
Why is that the reset? I thought it was the other button. I'll tell you why.
Because she was trying to transition. So go ahead.
Get him out. Take his fucking mic off.
Somebody get
that. That was worse than
man.
Anything I said.
Sean, say the CDC.
What's
shit?
The TV screen shit when they pop up? Be like, yeah, we'll be back in the morning.
Yeah, we need to do shit, one of them. Because that nigga's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Oh, here.
There's a charger over there, I'm pretty sure.
Toss it.
I know. I'm pretty sure there's one of the.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So this just in.
Sean, what's the CDC say?
Shut up! This just in, damn it!
Breaking news!
Oh my god!
Breaking news!
The CDC. Oh, I got a mic already.
Breaking news!
The CDC said that we can go in with COVID now. We don't have to sit in the house for 5 days anymore, and we can go in with positive results.
That's just gonna make it worse because people are just gonna be saying they don't have it.
They said treat it like the flu.
First of all, you can't go into work with the flu.
You can't. So I don't know why they said that.
Well, you can, but you shouldn't.
You shouldn't, though.
Technically can, but you shouldn't.
I wouldn't. I had the flu. I would never go outside with that. I couldn't even walk.
You shouldn't go anywhere.
I couldn't even walk.
Thanks, so much for that.
You shouldn't go into a public setting when you're sick in general.
At all. So who going to go in with COVID?
I mean, technically, I could go into work with COVID.
Remember that time we were in that Zoom and she was like,
right.
No. You're looking at me crazy, Harley. I can go into work with COVID because my work. Because
you work from home.
Shut up. Niggas like him work at home.
Hit the button. That was ass. Boo.
No, but I feel like when I worked at home.
Boom! You stink! This guy stinks!
I worked at home for like.
I think we got that.
3 years, yeah, I guess. And I still feel as though even if I have COVID and I'm at home, that doesn't mean that I. Can still work.
Yeah.
Please don't like, go
oh,
to
girl,
work with
girl.
COVID.
If I got a stomach ache, I can't work.
That ain't shit.
Child, let me tell it.
Don't say it because they're going to catch you.
I'm going to just sing jingles. I'm gonna just sing Jingle Bells.
Bring over, show her eyes.
Oh. Enough about that. Like, seriously.
Be like, bleep my voice out.
Put a deep voice on there.
All right. She's gonna be on the mic talking about something. I don't wanna be on the mic.
Be like,
I be skipping work all the time. I be not coming in on
the. Yo, when the people change their voices when they don't want to. Yo, that's crazy.
Bring gonna be there the whole time. Oh my God. Bring gonna be there the whole time. She's like, Brandon, blur my face at this part so I can say, y'all be skipping work all the time.
I'm not going there. I hate it there.
If you're sick, don't go to work.
Yeah, if you're sick, don't go to work.
Yeah.
If you're sick, don't you?
No, that's go to a simple work. Matter of the fact. I don't gotta be a doctor. I don't if gotta be sick, Fauci to tell you.
Go to work.
If you're sick, don't go to work. And also, if you work with old people, COVID still kills people.
Facts.
Well, they say we can go to work, so what that mean now?
That them niggas are.
That we can kill people.
They're just trying to. First of all, people. Unfortunately, people have to go to work with COVID because eggs is still expensive.
Eggs went back up. That's on some, like, I don't even. Mm-mm.
You know.
Butter.
So eggs went back up. And everybody keeps posting this. Joe Biden is erasing 150,000 borrowers. What's it called? Student loan debt. And I still have yet to see it from one of the 150,000 borrowers.
Still waiting. I feel like mine might have got approved.
You heard it here first. Ain't getting that money back.
When I go to my thing, it says it's paid off.
Nice.
I do get emails and saying I owe zero every
I didn't
month.
Pay that shit off, so I don't
so
know.
If Joe,
something happened on my
if
end.
If Joe Biden, right, I'm like, he's the greatest president of all time.
Yo, now, I wouldn't say that.
Yo, to be real, like, what's going to happen if you don't pay it back?
Nothing.
You got to stand up back to the people.
It affects your credit.
No, it don't.
Yes, it does.
No,
it
don't.
It does affect
you. I dispute
credit.
All my shit. I don't know about y'all, but.
No. This can't be disputed.
Well, I say.
She gonna call the credit card company. It's not the same thing.
It's fraud. I suffer from identity theft. So.
I suffer from identity theft.
You suffer?
From identity theft. I suffer from identity theft.
You know what?
Somebody
stole it. You know what? I be saying that shit too.
I suffer from it.
I be saying that shit too.
Yeah,
you
I
suffer,
suffer
from
it.
Identity
theft? Yes.
I've said it before.
So
I
for
do
four,
suffer from
so
it.
So for four straight years, you wasn't Chandrea Harris.
No, somebody else enrolled in school trying to get education through me.
For 4 years?
All right. Through me.
You know what the crazy part is? They're going to do the investigation. They're going to have all these pictures of Sean in class. Sean going to be on the school website like, journalism club.
That was not me, yo.
That's not me. That she was a little bit bigger back then.
I suffer from identity theft. And she ain't have locks. Like, who is that? That's not me.
No, that's not me.
That's not me.
That was Sean with Big Sean, for real.
That wasn't
Big
me.
Sean.
That's somebody that stole my identity.
They gonna be like, they gonna see all Sean tweets, especially when she had a roommate back in the day. when she first went viral. And she was like, I hate these bitches from Bloomsburg.
When I blew up. I forgot about that. Good times.
She blew up.
They still hate me.
Sean was like, I hate these dirty ass bitches. It's about dirty ass roommates. And all the tweets started going viral. These bitches owe me money.
Yeah.
And that's how I met Sean. Off that tweet.
Good times. That was a good time.
Bitch better have my money.
They never gave me that money, by the way.
Damn, I'm sorry to hear that. You should have stomped that bitch out.
Veronica did. She did it single-handedly, actually.
What, Tim's? With Tim's on?
I don't know. It was twins, but she beat the asses and sent me the video.
Got you.
So.
That's, I want Joe Biden.
Never heard a peep from them after that.
Never heard a peep.
Not a peep. They still got me blocked. Y'all still owe me money.
Y'all still got me blocked. Y'all owe me money.
Don't let me put it on the shirt.
Bitch, you owe me
Sean
money.
I was about to make shirts with that on there, too.
What, bitch, you owe me money?
I was going to put the
what,
tweet on there.
Bitch, you owe me money shirts?
Yeah. No, the whole tweet itself was going on the shirt.
Oh, you should have put it. Can we make those shirts? Bitch, you owe me money.
Bitch, you owe me money.
Yeah,
that'd be fire.
We could.
Yeah. I want to do that. Put on
say,
the back.
Bitch, you owe me money.
Oh, that's what yeah. You said.
You put anything on the shirt.
They didn't say that.
She was more detailed than
it was
that.
Was more detailed.
Oh. She could put names,
addresses.
I added them.
Basically,
I didn't dox them.
Not really.
I do that now.
Why did they owe you money for like rent?
Stop saying that.
Why did they owe me money? They owe me money for past due bills. That was part of the tweet, actually. Yeah.
You know, that's the hard thing about
it. It started with the flu, funny enough. It all started with the flu.
CDC shit. There you go. Look at that.
I had the flu, and then they got it, and then the bitch started subtweeting me because she got sick. She was subtweeting me from upstairs, and I was downstairs.
I was downstairs.
How dare you?
Sick.
I would have went and pooped in the toilet And then not flush.
Not flush.
The bathroom was already dirty, so it didn't matter. They wouldn't know the difference.
Ew.
All right, that just kind of made me vomit.
Wait, she didn't flush the toilet?
No, what she's saying is her room was that so dirty. Even if she did that, they probably would have thought, like, all right, I forgot the flush.
I had my own bathroom, so I couldn't relate.
You having an unnatural allegiance to losers is not like...
We ain't sure the bathroom wasn't my bro.
Which is gross.
Yeah, that was nasty. That's some nasty ass shit.
Pretty disgusting.
Stinky assholes.
Yeah.
Damn. I would have lit her room on fire and asked for the deposit.
My eyes about to shut.
You said what else is on topic? Well, all right, let's go into this.
Titties.
Wait, which one?
One. All right, I just click one off. But before I go into it, I want to. It's a Women's History Month, so I gotta give a shout out to one of the greatest women that ever graced our world. Hold on.
Us.
And I just want to say this.
We.
Is that us?
Oh, shit. Oh, we.
Glorilla.
Oh, I didn't edit.
Look, man.
I didn't edit.
I don't think it was a leak. I think it was talking about a leak. Like, she sent, like she took a purposely sexy video. I think she just didn't mean to record that.
She didn't.
I don't think it was a leak.
She didn't mean to put the camera down that low.
Yeah.
That's how I seen it. Why didn't she have a cover on her, like,
it's hot.
At
it's
least
hot.
Right here, like above. She ain't even had no cover Look, on. It Glo- just she was just
I'm
naked.
Be honest.
Glorilla, I saw that magnificent titty. And I just wanna say, you want to bet your ass be on the floor. Big car in here like Mayweather. Cooler come but through also and blow a hoe. Got millions out there rap shit. They hate the bitch, but they stole the flow. Get back in after back in coming. Fuck them, I stole the show. Don't run up on that bitch, she a head case. All she do is shoot. I signed my deal up on the PJ and hopped out of parachute.
I like this. I like this.
I
might just third
shoot. I'm geeked on next week. Yeah, Glow is on the still tip. I might embarrass you.
Yeah, Glow. Swamp a little pussy to hoe with some shell toes. Yeah, Glow. Slapping rap beaches and making bail, ho. Yeah, Glow. Two-tone Cartier, match the nails, ho. Yeah, Glow. No competition, these bitches loud, ho. Yeah, wow. Glow. Curving, no curving, my shit in layers, ho. Yeah, Glow.
Cuban or Cuban,
but I can't tell, ho. Yeah, Glow. Keep running
that
circles
all
around the snail, ho.
Yeah, Glow.
And my shit bumping up in the jail, ho. Yeah, Glow, where you been at, my? Nah, I'm not gonna lie to you. That Glorilla shit, I was like, damn, that shit is fire.
Where, titty?
Yeah, but
yeah,
like Glorilla is such. Oh my gosh, she's so amazing.
Oh, what a woman, right?
Right. Yeah. Let's give it up for Glorilla, man. Give it a long applause for that, man. Shout out to women. Women's History Month. Women are so amazing.
Big
Y'all
glow.
The greatest things that ever happened
the
to us.
Glow.
Go women, go women, go. Go women, go women, go. Go women, go women, go. Go women, go women, go.
Women, hey.
Is she great because her titty slipped?
Stop. Her titty didn't slip, she said.
Hey, yo, let me put some
I'm gonna pop a titty in my own.
Fuck these bitches, my ain't they talking to you like bitches? Who fucking dumb?
You like this song?
Class C in a cunt. Block 10 money, get it fun. Like what? Like a
she said she won't be outside.
If I
go ahead.
All I wanna hear is yes. Bitch, so you
I'm I'm not gonna lie to you, right?
Only L that I took is after YS. That's fire.
I like
that's
that.
A good bar.
No,
what she said, these bitches big like third trimester. I
that
said, that's a bar.
That was crazy.
There's all these TikToks about the girls like, I was just about to buy a Coach bag. And she said, like, nobody wants you.
She did say bag. That. I like that one too. Cause
Coach bags used to be ugly, but they had a very.
They're from my
nice
mom's.
Rebrand. A good rebrand.
They had a good resurgence for a little bit.
Yeah. Rebrand?
A little bit. They always have a good small little bit resurgence and then they go back to being Coach.
I don't think they will though. I think
they
the
go
actual,
back to being a Coach flight.
I don't think they will though.
Coach flight.
Somebody
a
should
coach
be cute though.
Bag is $745. Like them bags are very, very cute. The other ones?
Somebody
please.
Should be cute.
Don't even get me started on those Monza being Marshalls. But the cute ones.
I know what you're talking about though.
Yeah.
Marshalls.
I mean, girls still be wearing that Michael Kors. I'm not going to say
I got
what
a Michael Kors fanny.
Had a good,
yeah, I'm not going to say which girls be wearing Michael Kors.
Me. Called Blexicans.
Called Blexicans for real. Minus the call on the Blex.
Stop talking about my family.
Yeah,
they gifted me that.
But. A really good that like what freestyle John that shit fire.
They were saying that she copied off of Slee. What's his name? Ski Mask Slump the Gods.
She didn't.
Like, wait, right though. That's he not. Really I'm confused.
Like, sounds familiar. Like,
I'm sorry. Confused. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait.
You have one song.
How did she?
Slum God.
I don't know. So, yeah, any, I don't know any.
That's Missy's beat. No, how no, did? How you take?
You know what my song?
In
Ski Master Slum God.
Bro. They can't steal him because.
Yeah.
Because it's Missy.
This is a good song.
She's a bitch.
To the MI, brr, cat like a semi. Nigga stole my car, want you get mine? Get your ass a black eye. Oh, say bye bye. I'ma get your body to the sky. Run through your clip, nigga, you pissed on trip. I'ma have to bust you in your lips. And the whips, better have a whole lot of chips. Cause I ain't for no nigga giving tips. She's a bitch. When you say my name, talk more junk, but won't look my way. She's a bitch.
Listen, bro, you got serve shit, y'all doing.
I'm gonna fill up my head, y'all. That's really the greatest deal.
Do it for Lil Saint.
I'm mad that's only in the beginning of the movie. Like, why is that in the beginning of You Got Served?
What, John?
Where the nigga dancing, he goes and slides across the floor on his head.
That shit was crazy.
Oh, nah,
I'm like, why is that only? That should have been in the biggest dance battle, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
The nigga slid across the floor on his head. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. For years, I tried to learn how to do that.
You're crazy.
Brennan,
you could have broke your neck.
Broke your neck. Separated your neck.
He could have broke his fucking neck or spine.
I was sitting there trying to learn a dance. I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, I'm trying to do the. I was like, this is just such a great dance. If I can learn how to do that in the club, I'm going to just. Y'all going to see me have a hat all the time for no reason. But why Brennan's had his hat? But
he about to do that watch move. Yo, he about Brennan. To do that slide move on the floor.
Brennan, they can tell us like, watch what I do.
On your head across the floor at the Winston, bro.
Please, don't act like y'all don't know him. Please, act like y'all don't know him. Immediately disperse. Disperse.
He going to slide in that room where they got the steps.
He going to slide in that room.
Just disperse. Just
go.
Just
go. No, you going to slide from the front to the Emerald room.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
No, but I'm gonna have to have y'all with me because we got to be dance battling to people. Like,
yo, that gotta be the intro then.
We gotta win the dance battles. Like,
God, oh my god, niggas is outside.
Yo, but bro, you got
crazy.
Yo,
niggas gotta win the dance battle. Like, niggas gotta be. We gotta be jumping over each other and shit. Like, now I know Will I Am Usher shit. You gotta actually do a jump and like ah. In the middle of the battle.
Nah, if I could do a backflip for real, I definitely.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Niggas gotta learn how to do a backflip. I know we old enough.
You gotta do the one Chris Brown did on stage.
I could definitely do
a
front
flip. Did he do a forward flip?
He did it for
us. Yo, if I did a front flip in the club on March Madness,
that's crazy.
We out of this dance.
That's crazy.
We got to add on the 113. We out of here.
That's crazy.
You gonna be in the club dancing, battling every
Harley. Learn that shit immediately.
Like, yeah, get
learn
your
that
crew.
Shit immediately.
We got my crew.
Jay, but watch
I actually can.
You going viral?
Like,
yo,
I can
do a front flip right here, right now.
That's crazy.
We going viral tomorrow.
Front flips right
front
to a split.
Flip right now?
Bow.
You can do a front flip to a split.
Into a split.
I gotta practice it first.
Oh god, I was scared for a second.
We gonna see Harley walking next to me like
my groin, I fucked it up.
My groin fucked up. He goes, my God, miss a few pods, guys.
I tried to do that front flip
my
split.
My body definitely, I'm breathing.
Fuck my groin
up. He gonna text London like, yo, you gotta host for a few weeks.
For a few weeks, my nigga.
Just you by yourself.
Fuck
my whole groin
up.
Split. He's
gonna be walking bowling and shit.
Trying to dance battle.
That shit is funny.
Niggas stay trying to dance battle me. Like, I'm just like, relax, bro. I'm trying to just have a nice
fun. You be battling
time.
On the low?
Huh?
You be battling?
No.
They try to come at me.
No, Imani used to be battling.
She did.
Oh,
she be
my God. I remember one time we was at the Maison. And it was the one party, and then we were all dressed as some throwback shit.
I still have that
video.
I had drove back from
D.C. Monty in there. She really fucking it up.
She was
I was like, God
up.
Damn. She
That's
really got
funny
the,
as
she,
shit.
She really
I
got
think it's still on my page.
I was sitting there like, I gotta beat her in this Harlem Shape contest. But she really from Harlem, so it's hard.
Wait, that's still on my page, right? You just watched it.
Oh shit!
That shit was crazy.
Yo, I gotta see that, John.
That nigga, shit was crazy. Really,
and she got the, we got the Lakers jersey on.
No, it was.
Oh, Fresco had the Lakers jersey on. Yeah. She was fucking Fresco.
She was fucking
up.
Fresco up, yo. That shit was crazy. He ruined it. He killed it.
Niggas lucky I couldn't slide on my head. I was like, Monty, tag me.
What the fuck?
Tag me. I'm like, ah.
Brandon would have came in here like.
Tag me in. Tag me in. It was a summertime.
It was hot as shit. That it was so hot that day. They had the windows open and everything. That was a great day party, yo.
Oh, I'm sending it God. To you, Kylie. Yo. Yo,
niggas need to stop having day parties on the inside of places where you can't see the sun.
Niggas need to stop having day parties at 7 p.m.
Yeah, yo.
Unless it's summertime when the sun is out at 7 p.m. and it's golden hour.
No, don't start no day.
Start that shit at 2.
No.
Start it at least 3.
Two
is good.
Two.
We getting a little old. Yeah, I can't
yo,
do
that
it.
That is funny as shit.
Oh, Kyle was in that joint?
No, this is Kyle right
yo,
here.
Yo, that is Kyle right there.
Yo!
That's Kyle.
Wait, he was trying to grab her.
Yeah.
Yo,
look at
him. Can I see?
Harley said,
wait,
can I
this
see?
This is hilarious.
Can
I see?
Yeah, we have to.
You said he got behind you out of nowhere. For what? Huh? You said he got behind you.
He said, oh, my bad.
Look at Richie. Oh, my God. That was like 2019.
Because I didn't.
We was having a time.
This is a long video.
Cause I remember Kyle left DC and drove.
This is a long video.
Party.
Look at Mike.
Because now you battling
so
Fresco.
That's literally everybody in there.
That was a good day.
I left DC.
I ate like 5 edibles before I got there. It was a really
nigga, we was having a time.
Kyle is
really
cracking
me up. Harley, I'm sending it to you now.
Okay.
I left DC, drove right back up there.
Yo.
What?
That is.
I know.
Yeah. That's when I was skinny Brandon.
Yeah.
Skinny Brandon.
Yeah, I was at my skinniest then.
You was.
Yo, nah, you just fucked Fresco up.
No. She was fucking Fresco up.
Nah,
bro.
That was a time.
This is fucking hilarious.
That was a good day.
That was a really time.
Wait, what was this? This was in DC.
No.
That was in Philly.
He was coming from DC.
That was at Mason. You know. The Mason used to be at the corner of like
next to Wishbone.
Yeah,
where we got that chicken.
Yeah.
You know, right,
why
used
they
to be
close
right
that
there.
Down?
And they it used to be.
It's not. It's still open. It's just called.
It's still open
now.
It was lit.
Nah, the best party niggas had there.
The no phones party.
The no phone party.
We was busting our phones out the joint in the bathroom.
Oh my God, that was a great party.
That's not how you get the air?
We was busting our phones out of the.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They
them,
was.
Bags
it was a good
are
time.
Expensive as shit, though. That's
it was a good
insane
time
to be bringing them bags. But
$5,000.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
What?
Yes.
For all them bags.
The way that you lock it has to be that way.
Yeah.
So you can lock it.
Open by magnet. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That. Yeah.
But like, wait, per bag.
That party was popping though.
That party. That was.
That was great.
That was a great idea.
It was.
By me.
I give myself my flowers. That was a great idea.
No phone party.
No, it was
DJR.
Oh, when niggas like, cause I remember when I went to the Kevin Hart show, so I was like, yo, they be taking niggas' phones. What was niggas at a party with no phones?
Yeah. Chaos.
No, I mean, but like, they do that a lot of places. Like
they do. My mom told me.
These areas, LA, Miami, you have to.
Well, some of those but parties, we can get to the music and talk about that a little bit in a second.
They should have parties like that, though. More parties. With no phones.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that was dumb as hell.
It's true. Yeah.
Because people want to like, oh my God,
I gotta record this.
We want pictures.
But like
people should have
the thing is, it's better if you do that. And like, the smart thing to do is like, once you do that, get all the pictures out to the public after.
Yeah.
So then people are like, oh, at least I got my pictures from here too.
I mean, but they had photographers.
Yeah, but sometimes like they don't get you like they don't put up like a link for the pictures or shit like that. But like, if you do that, then more people are gonna be like, oh shit, I'm fine with this no phone party because I know I'm gonna get content from it. But like at the same time, it's like, oh wow, you still controlled all the content. That
I always
go
to no phone parties because my phone dies, and I don't have
shit. Okay, so that's crazy.
Okay.
I live this for my life. No phone for life.
I give my phone to Khalif and Brandon and go Raleigh. Just go on about my.
And then goes, oh my God, where's my phone? And then finds it in her seat.
No, Lay's car ate my phone last night. I actually do, man. That shit ate my phone.
All right. So you saw Meek dropped his project.
Yes, I did.
It's Fire Flames.
I didn't.
That is
heathenism.
All right, we gonna get into that too.
Y'all some heathen. Right?
So Meek dropped his project.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember this. This party. I had work that day. I was mad as shit.
KJ, what you got going on, man?
Yeah, I had work that day. I was mad as shit.
So who could you smoke on the Magley? It'll go on my rap sheet. Ooh, wax. She throwing it cause it was fat.
Okay.
I'm blowing it cause I be knowing I like to get focused and go get it back. She getting real hype around Mike Hov and I'm just total relaxed. This shit out the trenches, I'm fresh out the kitchen from turning the store to the max. And they kill my
d**k when I wake up and leave out, I can throw at your bitch. I'm in the back of the bag with a bag following me with a rose behind. I got the Mac on the side of me, red keys, and the rich is an athlete. I don't know how to talk back to the police, I get caught with a whole key.
This beat project is actually really fucking good.
Yes.
It was just poor timing on when it came out.
Yes, it was extremely poor timing.
Meek Mill, I respect you. Think you're a really good rapper. But when you have Freak Mill allegations going
Cheek
on, right?
Mill.
What?
Cheek Mill.
I'm going to have to tell the truth if I speak.
When you have, you can't go on, look, I respect the brother.
You ain't say that.
But you can't go on Twitter and say, hey, everybody know, I'm from North Philly. You can't come to me offering no gay shit.
No, it was when he said.
When he said he run red lights.
He said, where my phone at? I don't even can't find a damn tweet. He said, when I'm with a girl, I fuck her 2 times a day. I'm fucking her. He didn't even say, I am. He didn't even ask for consent. He just said, I'm fucking her. And then he said, what the fuck he said about running red lights? And then he said that he'd be dreaming about that. Dreaming about what?
Juicy. He said all this in one day?
Pussy, but he put it like J and then an exclamation mark and an X and an at sign. It was.
He's trying to censor himself.
Did he tweet all this in one day, though?
Yes. No. Here's the thing. Meek, I get you was trying to defend yourself, but sometimes when you try to over-defend yourself, people be like, oh, this nigga lying. He clearly was doing what they said he did.
He literally could have said.
But also, you can't drop a project called Heathenism.
He said, one love to the gays.
He said, one love to the gay niggas, but that just got me.
Shout out to my gay niggas, huh?
What?
No. He was on his Ray J shit.
Shout out to all my gay niggas.
Shout out to all my gay niggas.
Okay.
But that's
one of the greatest.
Shout out
to all my gay niggas.
Nah, he literally could have just said, there's nothing wrong with being gay, but like.
That's not me. And that's what a logical.
Or he could have just said nothing at all.
That's what you should. That's what you should say.
Nah, he just don't say nothing. Would have still been. And
yeah,
that's
just
he's
act like
you
don't see it.
He
just
tweets
like
everything up under the sun anyway. So he had to Beyonce say
did. But what he could have did, right?
He need a fucking PR assistant. Where
bad.
Is they? Hey, I know they be in the fucking office.
Bad.
Everything is fine. Maybe on fire.
He's an independent artist now. So.
Oh, he don't got shit?
Yeah.
Damn.
But the thing is, right, with like everything with Meek, dropping a project called Heathenism, and if anybody you guys know what Heathenism is in Jamaica, it is a big like, area, resort area, right? And heathenism is all nudist and all freak ass sex shit going on all the time. So for you to have a freak ass sex story come out about you,
he's a freaky ass.
And then
he should have waited a
and
week.
And then that happened.
You's a freaky ass.
He should have waited.
Exactly.
He should have waited.
It's like, bruh, you should not. You should have changed the name of the project from heathenism.
Should have just changed it to Freaky Me.
Right. Heathenism.
What the fuck is going on?
So you know how like, they got the Temptation Resort?
He dropping albums, yeah. Girl.
So heathen.
So
in Jamaica.
The Temptation.
Said Freaky Me.
This nigga really got jingles for everything.
He is a freak booger.
Boy, girl.
No, gotcha. Don't do it. Oh my gosh. Why'd you say that?
You were supposed to have it on cue.
Oh gosh.
It don't be a fucking problem. Titties at the top and dick at the bottom. Titties at the top and dick at the bottom.
Okay,
and dick at the bottom. Now you know up front. It don't be a fucking problem.
I'm up front.
You didn't
know
that.
No, we do not.
I don't need to hear that at the club.
I don't
need to hear. If I'm at the club, I'm in the wrong club.
Right. This shit about to go. This shit going bad. Quick.
You ain't in the
get
club.
Me out.
You probably
get me out of here.
That's fucking crazy.
They definitely. You know the reason why we probably went here in the neighborhood is because the neighborhood is for the white gays.
It is for the white gays.
They ain't gonna play no.
They gonna play a lot of Nicki Minaj.
You gonna play Super Bass? They was playing that last night.
Boom, 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 boom.
I walk right out the room.
Boom, 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 boom.
I walk right back to the other party. I said Super Bass. We're gonna back over
there. I love Super Bass.
I love Sweet Dreams. That's Super Bass.
Boom, 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 boom.
No, but
you can't Wu-Tang better than me.
But like in heathenism, you know how temptation is? Heathenism is like a bigger temptation, and it's way freakier. Than Temptation of Resort, yeah.
So was he there recently, then?
Maybe he recorded his project there in the area.
Come on, dog. He's right, freaky, meeky. Wow. He is
people,
a freak.
People go to different countries and record all the time, so it's like he could have just been like, maybe he recorded these songs while he was there. It's like only 5 songs, so maybe he was just. A lot of times you being recording, you bring your shit with you. Like when I went to Jamaica, I brought all my video shit with me and was editing shit.
Are you using a stove?
Kinda.
You was editing freak shit? What was you editing?
I was doing all the clips and dropping the pod clips while I was in Jamaica.
What were you editing? That sounds freaky stunt.
And like, remember, I told you I was getting the smaller recording joint so we could record in different cities. Okay.
Wait, sorry.
Sean had to choose you.
Her raising her hand is hilarious. I'm going to choose her because she's a woman. Go ahead. Damn it.
My only issue
You keep
is
talking.
That he can be gay. He can be bi. He can do whatever he want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are y'all so outraged about the gay and not the rape?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
why the allegations? Why all of the force and all that the part. Drugs and all of the... Why is it so outraged to be gay and not worry about the other issues in the world?
Oh, I don't...
Literally, as soon as the album dropped, everybody's like, oh, I love Meek. I can't even listen, like older people. I can't even listen to that shit no more. You know, some gay shit. La, 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 la. But what about...
It's allegations.
All the other stuffs.
Yeah.
It's important.
It's important. It's more important than the sexuality.
I don't like that. He could be gay. Is the shit still fire? That's very.
You're very correct. We did look at the allegations.
They literally were like, "Oh my god, he's gay as fuck." Not, oh, he could have been being.
I like Frank Ocean, and I don't go around saying, "Oh my god, he's gay."
He could have been coerced. If they were saying that he was involved in coercion, but like it was also the person who made these allegations. When me and Sean looked over everything, we was like, oh, this is not true. Because all the stuff that he was... Some of them, maybe just some of the Diddy stuff was true. But he was suing all these people for
and
a different thing.
And he probably might not have been telling the truth.
Also, Lil Rod is a crazy name to be suing niggas.
I don't like that.
Huh?
His name is Lil Rod.
Give me...
Like Rod.
Freaky Mickey.
No. Lil Rod didn't say... Lil Rod sued a bunch of people in that lawsuit. And then he, like, in the lawsuit when he was, like, the stuff that he was just saying that was going on. And then he redacted Meek Mill's name and put, for the redacted name, put redacted Philadelphia rapper that used to date Nicki Minaj.
Nigga, just say Meek.
Yeah.
At that point, it's like,
wait, what was the question?
No, what was the question? In the lawsuit, he put Philadelphia rapper that used to date Nicki Minaj, redacted name.
I mean, because he couldn't really say.
Nigga, because...
It's an allegation?
The allegation, but I'll say it wasn't true. A lot of stuff that Nick was putting in there just wasn't true.
It was allegedly not true.
Yeah.
Allegedly was not true. like y'all know, like, I agree with y'all when y'all say the other shit that, yes, there's some other shit that happened with that man, and that shit, 95% of it probably happened. But...
I just think that there's more outrage for gay, even if they didn't.
There shouldn't be. You're right. They're right. There shouldn't be more outrage for gay.
Because I really don't care if he's gay.
I don't care if he's gay.
That shouldn't have got nothing to do with me.
They're like, I just hope
his career is over. His career is over because he's gay.
Is it?
No, his career not over if he's gay. I don't care if he's gay. I just think that he needs to learn how to use his words better. When he tried to say that he's
somebody
not gay.
Yeah,
he's
they don't
been
think
Twitter
that
fingers
he's...
for years.
No, for real, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't think that he has the ability to even defend himself. He doesn't know how.
He needs to have proofread fingers. That's why he needs someone to proofread his tweets before he put them out.
Yeah, when
or he could just not speak, like I said.
A lot of people are still...
Yo, like, he did say he wanted to get some vibrating panties.
Yo, nah, they kept bringing that tweet up, and that shit was hilarious. Sorry. But, like, a lot of people are just still homophobic, and they also quick to go at the joke. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, and it's the internet.
It's an easy punchline. Very oversaturated punchline. It's like, all right.
We need to eliminate that man.
Just relax.
Allegedly.
Okay.
People always gonna. be upset about gay before they upset about something that actually needs to be upset about.
But did y'all see the matching shirts though? Okay, I'm done.
All right.
I'm done.
All right.
I'm done.
Talking about matching shirts.
Sorry, it's funny. It's funny. Daddy,
as shit. Am I your baby? That's what he said.
What? Huh?
He ain't seen a video where he was in a pool and he was like, Daddy.
Yeah, I did. Boy. He like his butt hurt.
Daddy, am I your baby?
That's what he said. He said that
to He did like his butt hurt though, that
video. Fuck your boy!
His butt was sticking out funny.
Gay. 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 Yeah, Daddy, we got a party, Daddy.
Sometimes you gotta tell him no.
Yeah, sometimes nah, you ain't really party no. with me though. My bad.
Nah.
My bad. That shit was too.
Because that shit was crazy. Like, nah, what do you mean?
Nah, he wow. literally was instilling fear in a man's heart.
Yeah.
That's scary.
By coercing.
But y'all wanna be, oh my god, he's gay. He's a scary man.
Damn, I'm hungry, yo.
That's a weird time to say you're hungry.
I've been hungry for a minute.
Is Happy time. Dad? I really want to answer my
question. Nice day we're having.
Wait, is who?
Is Happy Dad Little Yachty's beer?
No. I think so.
That's cool.
Oh.
Oh, that's what you was
asking. Sean.
I didn't know that.
Go ahead.
Come on, we got Herb, I got a pee. All
right, say the one right here.
We don't have to talk about this other one.
Which one? Yeah, we don't.
No, I'm yeah, tired of talking about this.
Sexy lady. Right here.
Oh, this is for men.
Okay, ask the question.
This is the Women's History Month question for the men, though.
This is all trivia?
No.
Oh.
It's just
we
a question.
Do trivia. That's fun.
What do y'all look for in a woman?
Right answer.
That is true.
What? Who cares? What do you mean, who cares?
I care.
What are you saying, Juice?
Who are you asking first? Who are you shooting at first?
I need an, I don't know, anybody. Any of the men, you I guess. Go ahead, raise your hands.
Who do you want to go first?
Who wants to go first?
I forgot.
Now y'all
I
don't. So the answer is nothing. The answer is nothing, because what the fuck?
What do you look for in a woman?
What I look for in a woman?
Horse.
You said horse?
Horse.
Me a little bit, yeah.
See? We already did it.
Oh, I know that's right. I know that's right.
What do I look for in a woman? I just gotta have a pretty good heart, good morals, nice sense of humor.
So not me.
Some motivation. What she said?
So not me.
So not me.
Hey, no, you have a good soul, Sean.
Oh, thank you.
Motivation for life. You know, they have goals, they wanna accomplish certain things.
Hardly.
And let's see.
He was talking about me.
That's really about it. You know, just be a good person all around.
Harley.
You got a warning.
Cat daddy.
Harley, what do you look for in a woman? No, that was funny. Cat daddy is funny.
Cat daddy.
What I look for in a woman. Peace.
How about a whore?
Okay, Omarion.
Be is peace.
Just
wait,
peace.
What did you
say? I said peace.
That was it?
He lied.
Right though.
I hate people lie.
Right. You don't want her to bust it open and shit.
Nigga, move with that positive shit.
The Gulk 3000. Like, what's happening?
Nope. I'm just leaving that.
Give us your real answer.
Give us your real answer.
That is my real
You like
answer.
A girl to know how to suck dick well. Say it.
Say it. Say it with your chest.
Say it, Harley.
I'll give you a jingle.
Damn it.
Here we go.
Here we go. What you got?
What I got? Ooh, that didn't come out right. Okay. Hold on, let me get some water
there, buddy.
Cut it. I need a big booty girl, yeah.
Ooh.
With some big old tits.
Hey.
I need her right now.
Hey.
To give me head.
Hey.
My
about to go.
Body. Your body.
Hey.
On top. Of me,
hey,
and give me a Slurpee.
Hey,
hey, hey,
no 7-Eleven,
no 7-Eleven, just Harley.
And peace, also don't forget.
No, we start off with peace.
Oh.
Brandon.
I was trying to find a music bed, but I couldn't find it. Oh, is this it? This is what I was looking for.
Does it describe what you're looking for in a woman?
Yeah, does it?
I was about to let it play behind me as a music bed. Why you say, oh Lord?
He finna sing.
He finna
say.
Roll with it. Roll with it. Yeah. I don't know what y'all gonna do. Y'all gonna keep front tonight, or y'all gonna get on in. You know what I'm saying? I've been up in here tonight, man.
I know this.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hey, true.
Sexy lady.
What?
Give me your love, brother.
Hey, Susie Wong.
You wanna sing it behind me? Good.
Roll with it. Come on.
Sexy lady.
What I'm looking for.
You about
for,
to start freestyling?
Yeah. What I'm looking for in a bit. No. yeah.
Not doing women's history, yeah. Mom.
What I'm looking for in a beautiful, beautiful woman is.
Big old titties.
Fat ass.
And big old
titties. Ambition. I love what a woman.
Fuck is you, Wale? This is crazy.
Ambitious girl.
I love a woman that has ambition and wants more for herself. She doesn't want to be doesn't have stagnated goals where it's like, oh, I want to just do this and then end. It's she wants bigger for herself, and I want to be there to support everything in a way to make sure things move forward for her in the right way. I want a woman that has intelligence.
Press that positive.
Hit that positive. Yeah.
No,
don't even press it. I'll do it for you.
Thank
Shut
you.
The fuck up.
Wait, y'all gonna let me go?
No, give me your real answer.
You want a woman that's gonna eat your ass, and y'all know that that's true.
He likes his salad toss.
And he trying to be a house husband.
Say what's real.
Let me finish.
You want your ass ate by these women?
What? Let me finish.
I said, he likes
his
salad.
He's trying to give us these fake answers.
Look, let
you know
me
what
finish.
He really want.
Let me finish.
Because you're not cooking, but go ahead. We're going to let you finish.
You going to end with the ass eating or not?
I would like a woman with a beautiful face.
A good mouth.
A beautiful face.
For that ass.
A nice.
Mouthpiece.
A nice tit. I love a good tit.
Be all
to,
it.
To be present, exact.
Yeah.
I love.
So fake.
To be present.
Present. I sound like E-40.
To be present.
Put the cover on the motherfuckers. Yeah. Also need a woman with a. Nice plump behind. And
derriere.
She has to have the proclivities of being a freak. I love a woman that is going to be
rambunctious.
Down dirty and disgusting.
So
when I say down dirty and disgusting, I mean I want her to be like, oh, I'ma take it there. Wherever she wanna take it, I'ma go. As long as it is not
I'm not
say.
A gay spologist.
That'll be good.
The male G-spot is in the butthole.
Yes.
Hey.
No. Say like that's how that girl said.
Stunt with no.
That's what
she say in the prostate.
The prostate.
Stunt with no.
Whoa.
She said what's not
rewind,
to wear.
Rewind. Time out.
Wait, what happened?
Whoa.
He get his ass ate.
That is different from like, inside.
The male G-spot is in the butthole.
No. Listen.
You get your ass ate.
It's like they're activating the glands. So.
Yeah. You still get your ass ate. And your G-spot is around
you
that area.
You gotta relax. She said.
You know how I feel.
Listen.
That damn quote that Brendan put me on the internet saying.
If you like it, I love it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You like men suck each other's dicks.
That's not what the fuck. Suck each other's is crazy.
Bree be like, meet the meat.
Well, we did agree that we like DP. And we wanted to try it. So.
No.
Mom, please.
Bree looking like you agreed to that.
Dude, we here. Don't worry. You're
we're not
alone.
Doing no more DP talk on this podcast.
I was
podcast.
About to say, can we not?
He's the one we were talking about for 40 fucking minutes.
DP is not gay.
Nope.
All right.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Right, one more
done.
Time.
We're
DP
done,
is not
done nigga.
What do you look for in a man?
Fuck.
Ew. We wasn't talking about that. Away from these niggas. I don't look for them.
Let's start there.
You're
they come to me.
He
lied. Yeah. Y'all niggas worship him.
Who? A man?
She's a liar, one.
Sexy. Yeah, Sean is capping.
And you also are a liar.
These niggas are lying too. What the hell? Then we all lying in.
I'm lying.
Cat daddy.
What I lie about?
I'm sick of y'all.
Are you
cut this
ladies?
Shit off right now. They exposing me. We got to end it right here, right
what?
Now.
What's going on?
Yeah, yeah, cut it off. They're exposing
cut
me.
Cut the cameras.
Dead ass.
Cut them.
She said, cut.
What am I looking for in a man?
Yes.
Y'all made it all serious.
A big black cock. A BBC.
Why did it 2 o'clock?
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock.
This is for the women.
Oh, I know that's right.
I'm cool.
Yeah, you need a music bed?
That's about it.
No face, just
a BBC.
Just
no
dick.
Face, no trace.
Just dick.
Wait, what?
Just dick.
That's all they said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard it wrong for a second.
He was adding on.
All I heard was, I'm good, and I heard no face, just dick, and I was like, wait, what? I was like, wait. That's why I had to just double check. I apologize.
I didn't even say no word. He just looked right at me.
I apologize. I looked at him like, Harley!
I'm like, I didn't even say titties at the top, and dick at the bottom.
Titties at the top. That's what Raven when she keeps playing that song, but it's like a knockoff version of the Beyonce song. I gotta find the clip. I hate when that happens.
Titties at the top.
You gotta play that first, cause that's
and
funny.
Pussy at the bottom.
Sean, tell us what you want to miss.
I guess some goals. Somebody to raise my cat.
Raise your cat is hilarious.
Khalif, who needs a dad?
Yeah.
This song's a banger. This is what I need in my life, a rich woman. Let's be realistic. I'ma stop lying now. Look, I need a woman that makes six figures. I need a woman that wants to support me. I'm trying to be a comic. We don't make that much money right away. Look.
So now you really
I need a woman. Look, I'm gonna tell you what I need.
Are you gonna say the ass eating part or not?
Say
I need help.
Me.
I need help.
Me, nigga.
Stop trying to be such a good person. I'm
tired of this shit.
People keep fucking with me.
He's talking about he was trying to see his kids. He can't see his kids.
I need a rich woman. I need a woman that brings in a good amount of money. I love when a woman, you know, got her own and would love to share it with a nigga like me. Like, oh my gosh. How amazing of you that you want to be like, oh my gosh, I'm a spoiled my nigga, and I'm the nigga.
She got her own.
Yeah. Can you play Scrubs by TLC?
She got her own.
No, I'm going to play this.
She got her own.
Because we don't want no Scrubs.
I'm not no Scrub.
We don't want no
girl,
Scrub.
Girl, you fucking with a nigga like
girl,
me.
She got I'ma it. I'm going
to up your pussy
she
level.
She got it. She got it. Make me say
exactly. How would you do that?
I'm a good fuck.
Oh,
oh. Oh
God.
Hey.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, we're done.
Ooh, girl, she
guys,
got
this
it.
Has been episode what of Yup Another Podcast?
Whoa.
170. These niggas are out of control.
No. You are out of control.
Can you give us
some? She on her second warning.
Can you give us some vigor? I need some. It's what?
It's episode 170.
No. You gotta say Sean's
voice. No, she's using her sexy voice. Let her do her thing.
It is. Sean, it's what?
Out of control.
Sean, it's what?
Sean's world.
I need the jingle.
Sean's world.
Uh-huh.
It's also, Yup, Another Podcast, I guess. Heavy Women's Sister.
Why you be so upset to say the podcast?
Because it's Sean's world, but whatever.
You gotta do your intro to Big Plug.
Big Plug, Big Pussy. Big dick energy. Got a little bit of both.
Big thumbnail.
It was Dookie Nail.
Oh, Big Dookie Nail. That was Anthony. Nail. Anthony was Big Dookie Nail.
Nah, I was Big Dookie Nail. But somebody asked if I... That episode was crazy.
Yeah.
You put your finger in men's butts?
What?
Might have put it around it.
Okay.
Not in it.
So I'm like... You be getting excrement?
Women.
You be getting...
Women.
They like it.
Imani went, yeah, we be doing that.
She said, yeah.
She was shaking her head like, yeah, we be doing that. That's the swag.
Oh, I got one.
She said butt plugs.
I got a butt plug. Never used it, but I got one.
I want one that's glow in the dark.
Mine is bright. Uh-huh. Shaped.
Give me the okay.
Green. Oh, I know that's right.
She ready to plug it up. She's ready to plug it up.
What?
I said she's ready to plug it up. She said, give me. I said, plug it up. She's talking about the light. You see, you know what? I quit.
Talking about the butt plug.
I fucking quit. I fucking quit. Y'all niggas is gay. All right.
We gay. You said, yo, we gay. How we gay? He said, no face, just dick.
Y'all are.
He, who said that?
She you
said,
did.
No, no,
no,
I didn't.
He said, no face, just dick. And I was like,
and dick at the bottom.
Titties at the top. And dick at the bottom.
He said, no face.
He said, you ready to plug it up.
I did not say that either. I said, we can rewind that whole shit. Run this shit back. Because I said, she is ready to plug it up. I already quit the podcast twice. Now I'm going to quit again.
This is an episode of Pod Crashers. Thank you.
I'm out.
Pod Crashers.
All right. Sean, give me some vigor.
Harley, sit your ass down. Let's go. We got an outro to do.
Give me some vigor. Give me the energy.
Guys, this has been episode 170 of the greatest podcast that is absolutely about bullshit.
Nigga, shut what?
Shut up.
HR.
Don't talk to her like that. I'm not going to try.
Hey, cut it out.
Cat Daddy, save me.
I know.
He trying to abuse
that
me.
I'm sitting here in my blanket. Not
come on now.
I'm a verbally.
She said, I'm not going to let you do that on Women's History Month while I let you do that. Ah, stop. No, don't do that. Stop.
Oh, get away from her.
That's not right. No.
Leave her now.
Please, leave her alone.
It's BS.
She's like the people that be watching TV. Like, oh no, don't go in that room. It's like, nigga, you can stop her from going in the room. You right here.
Oh no, please.
Oh man. All
right, Sean. Sorry. The floor is yours again.
Damn, I gotta do everybody's ads too.
No, we do all the ads. Remember?
Oh, thank God, I can't think all that right now.
I
gotta pee.
Is gonna get me off.
Go ahead.
So I ain't doing
what
that.
Was I saying?
The ending.
Oh, it's Sean's world again.
And bye. This is the greatest pot. Guys, this has been episode 170 of the greatest podcast of all time. That's absolutely about nothing. This is Yup Another
Sean's
Podcast.
World.
Which edition?
Sean's World.
Sean's World edition.
Sean's World.
Follow
Sean's
us
World.
At Yup _ Another Pod. Follow me at IMSTUNT. I'm Stunt. She forgot her damn at name.
Is it?
Sean the Don.
Yeah.
Harley,
I always want to say
where can they find
still.
You?
Nigga, I quit.
Oh, damn.
Find him at Harley, no Davidson _.
We need a new HR person.
Harley, no Davidson _. And catch him every Wednesday at Watusi Bar, where he hosts the what?
Lil Tusi.
Good Vibe open mic comedy.
At 9 p.m. And it's going to be a great time. I had one of the best sets of my life the other night. And I was proud of myself.
Also, come see me live at Cigar Code. I'll be performing at 7 o'clock Thursday, March 7th.
Thursday.
March 7th. See me live. We doing jokes, and more motherfucking jokes. Also, early shout out to my sister's birthday.
Happy early
also
birthday.
Thursday.
Shout out to the sis. Yeah. Big sis.
Pisces season.
This is your big sister, right?
I'm the oldest.
You little sis. And Brianna. Okay. Woo!
Bees bites.
Bees bites.
I can't even tell y'all that because.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Chief _ Leaf. Shout out to Women's History Month.
Hey.
Y'all be one of my favorite genders for real.
And follow me at Jehovah's Witness on OnlyFans. Thank you.
Are you back on there?
Oh my gosh!
Oh, for real? I'm about to fall off the.
They said, let me subscribe.
Not are you back on there?
Oh shit!
Are you back on there?
It's
crazy.
Lit! Shout out to Jehovah's
Witness. She making history for Women's History Month.
Look, she brought it back for Women's History Month. Go spend them coins.
Gotta make
niggas.
This money.
Oh, it's lit.
I would like to see it.
Oh my gosh.
Great content. More fire.
Running, play the song.
More fire.
Play the song is the outro.
What, festivities?
No, you know what we want to hear. You know. Okay. Thank God.
That was funny. Can you hear that?
Thank God.
Jay probably can hear a little bit of it, yeah. All right, but. Guys, have an amazing Tuesday. It's Women's History Month. Shout out to all the women. What 50 Cent say?
It's for the bitches, nigga.
There you go. I wasn't going to say it because I couldn't say it at the moment, but I would say it anyway.
Leave some of the shit.
I was
going to
say it.
This for the bitches, nigga. Look, guys, remember, you guys can catch us throughout the week doing stand-up. Sean will be starting stand-up this month because she promised me she would. I have the text messages.
Damn it.
Yes, so she promised she would. So we will see you next week. Also, remember, you can do what you want. Also, remember, you're beautiful. Everything about you is amazing. Every woman on this earth is amazing and beautiful, unless you're an evil person. Then you're just a terrible person.
Yes.
But always remember, you can do what you want. And Sean,
please, make sure you get your ass ate and your pussy ate. Don't be sucking no dick. Mm-mm. I still do, but.
Just, eat some ass, women.
Just for the month. Just for the month.
For the month. Eat some ass for Women's History Month, ladies.
No.
Eat some ass.
Whatever ass you decide.
We should be getting our asses ate. Don't listen to him.
Whatever ass y'all decide to eat.
Ladies, get your asses and y'all pussies ate. Don't be sucking no dick this month, all right?
I still want my
women, picture. Women, eat ass if you Sorry, want. If it's he, she, or they, do what you want to do.
Cat daddy.
What?
Cat daddy, what you just say?
He said eat his ass.
No, I didn't say that.
You said that?
I didn't say that.
You ain't ask me.
I ain't say that.
You never asked me to do that.